Kiss Country 99.9. Of course, we're all getting ready for the show tomorrow. Luke Bryan, John Party, and Morgan Wallen. I actually got Morgan on the line right now. Hi, Morgan.
Yo, what's up, Dina?
What's up is your song, Up Down, breaking into not only the top five, but it's like at number two right now on the charts.
Yeah, it's up there.
It's up there. I think it's going all the way. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited, a little bit nervous. It's pretty crazy to me. It's still kind of crazy that I'm just on the radio, but to even have a chance at number one is even crazier. So got my fingers crossed.
Exactly. You know, we got to see you for the first time when you opened up for Florida Georgia Line back in October. And we were like, what's this Morgan Wallen guy about? You went out, you killed it. High energy performance. We definitely were taken back. Now, tomorrow, you're taking the same stage, opening up for Luke Bryan. Is it a little different now that everybody is kind of singing along to your music?
Yeah, it definitely makes a difference, especially when you have a song that's doing as well as this one is. It's amazing to see, you know, the connection that a song can make between you and people. You go out there singing, you can just see the joy that it brings. That's what that song's always been to me. It's made me feel good. It's made me smile. And it's been one of the highlights of my life, honestly.
Aw, so sweet. But, you know, another highlight of your life was probably a little bit ago. A lot of folks probably don't even know this, but you and the boys from Florida Georgia Line actually sat down and wrote You Make It Easy for Jason Aldean. So you just scored your first number one as a songwriter, too.
Loved riding out with the boys from FGL. Those are my boys and my friends. And shout out to Jason for recording it and for doing such a great job. It sounds awesome. I'm a huge Jason Aldean fan already. Mm-hmm. I'm a bigger Jason Aldean fan now.
for sure.
Literally, I grew up listening to Jason Aldean. I can name you pretty much every Jason Aldean song. And to be a part of that is special to me. And, you know, hopefully I'll be a part of his career again sometime.
Here's a question. I don't know if you're allowed to tell us or not, but are you going to sing that song tomorrow, maybe?
Huh. I have not performed it on any of the Luke Bryan dates so far. I don't know. That might not be a bad idea.
Well, I'd like to see you perform it, but, I mean, what do I know?
If I do it, you get all the credit, okay?
Awesome. I like that. And, you know, I read somewhere, you were just talking about growing up listening to Jason Aldean. You went to the same high school as Kenny Chesney. Is that correct?
I sure did. Yeah, Gibbs High School, and right outside of Knoxville, Tennessee.
When you were a student, any cool stories going around? Like, oh, Kenny Chesney got caught skipping class right here?
No, I don't know any of that, but I do know Kenny Chesney came back and recorded the Boys of Fall video there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but no one told me, and I skipped school that day.
See, but, you know, that's some good advice for kids listening.
Oh, you stay in school and you say no.
Yes, don't skip school because you never know the day Kenny Chesney's going to show up.
I still haven't met the guy.
Honestly, great story. Well, we can't wait to see you tomorrow. Of course, the debut album, If I Know Me, available everywhere with that gold certified single, Up Down. Hopefully creeping up to number one any day now. And I'm looking forward to seeing you perform tomorrow, opening up for Luke Bryan at Coral Sky Amphitheater. Morgan, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you so much. You know, like I said, it's crazy for me to even have that opportunity to be at number one. So fingers crossed, but thank y'all so much for everything you do for me. And we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Morgan. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.